Today, Opera Philadelphia debuts a 134-year-old poem reimagined as opera for the Black Lives Matter movement. Save the Boys was written by a black 19th-century Philadelphia abolitionist named Frances Ellen Watkins Harper. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports her poem has renewed significance today.
On the surface, Save the Boys is a poem about the dangers of alcoholism, a call for the next generation to not make the same mistakes as the current one. Composer Tyshawn Sorey, the New York Times 2020 Composer of the Year, says it has renewed significance in the times of Black Lives Matter.
Save the Boys is something that I felt was definitely relevant to what has been going on now, what has been happening to Black people in a lot of these communities, you know, with police brutality.
The piece for piano and voice was recorded and filmed last month in Germantown. It was commissioned specifically for Opera Philadelphia's digital streaming channel. The poem was written from the perspective of a person deep in the grip of alcoholism who believes they are beyond rehabilitation. The speaker is saying, "It's too late. You cannot save me from my fate, nor bring me back to parted joys, but you can try to save the boys." Countertenor John Holliday, who was recently a finalist on The Voice, sang the poem.
It's just such a moving, moving, moving piece. This is so poignant because we live in a time, unfortunately, where there can be instances of violence against brown and black bodies. We see this all too often, especially for African American men.
Frances Harper wrote the poem Save the Boys later in life, after spending decades writing and making speeches for abolition, women's suffrage, and equal rights for black Americans. By 1887, when this poem was written, the hope emancipation had brought was starting to fade as the realities of Jim Crow set in. Nathaniel Popkin was curator of the Frances Project in 2020 that sought to raise public awareness of Frances Harper. He believes Save the Boys was her cry of despair for the future of Black America.
She's saying to herself, we had this promise, but I'm looking at this next generation and I'm afraid. I'm afraid that things aren't working out. I'm afraid that not everything is coming together for our community. I'm seeing how this is beginning to fall apart.
That despair set the tone for Sorey's music. The piece starts mournfully and continues at a dirge-like pace for the entire 20-minute performance.
The poem itself, you know, is somber in tone, and it's very dark in its character, and my music tends to also be in that language. And so I thought it was a good fit.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.